From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Democratic lawmakers in both houses of Congress have today introduced legislation that would ban military-style assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition clips. NPR's Craig Windham reports the measure would exclude more than 2,000 guns used for hunting and sporting purposes.
One of the main sponsors of the bill, California Senator Dianne Feinstein, says polls show most Americans support an assault weapons ban.
These weapons do not belong on the streets of our towns, our cities, in our schools, in our malls, in our workplaces, in our movie theaters. Enough is enough.
And Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says the need for a ban was underscored by the massacre of young children in Newtown, Connecticut.
If the slaughter of 20 babies does not capture and hold your attention, then I give up.
But Feinstein and other lawmakers who back the ban say they know it faces an uphill battle in Congress. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has lifted a ban on women serving in combat. At a Pentagon news conference today, Panetta says women have become an important part of the military's ability to succeed.
Female service members have faced the reality of combat, proven their willingness to fight, and yes, to die, to defend their fellow Americans.
In a written statement, President Obama says this milestone reflects the courageous and patriotic service of women through more than two centuries of American history. The president has nominated Mary Jo White as chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission. White served for nearly a decade as the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, specializing in the prosecution of white-collar crimes. The president has also nominated Richard Cordray to lead the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. A gauge of future economic activity in the U.S. suggests stronger growth in the months ahead. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports on the latest outlook from the Conference Board.
The ongoing rebound in housing, gains on Wall Street, and declines in new claims for jobless benefits are among the improvements cited by the Conference Board. Its index of leading economic indicators jumped 0.5% in December. 5 of 10 indicators were positive. Among the negatives, manufacturing, which has seen a slowdown in new orders. Some of that is tied to Europe's economic struggles. The index looks at economic conditions 3 to 6 months out. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 51 points at 13,829. The Nasdaq Composite down 21 at 3131. The S&P up a fraction of a point. This is NPR News in Washington. Egyptian protesters and security forces fought near Cairo's Tahrir Square today. Three members of the security forces were reportedly hit with buckshot. As Kimberly Adams reports from Cairo, demonstrators were trying to break down walls, keeping them in the square on the eve of the anniversary of Egypt's revolution.
Video posted on YouTube showed a small but determined group of protesters using chains and long metal pipes to bring down a section of concrete wall blocking one of the entrances to Cairo's Tahrir Square. State-run media reported protesters fired buckshot and threw Molotov cocktails at police when they tried to prevent further destruction to the walls. Police fired tear gas at the demonstrators, causing several to faint. Protesters have kept vehicle traffic out of Tahrir Square since late November. Concrete walls and police have kept protesters in, preventing them from entering streets leading to government offices and the nearby American embassy. Several opposition groups are planning major protests on Friday, which will be the 2-year anniversary of Egypt's revolution. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.
The trial for the 5 men accused of gang raping and murdering a woman on a New Delhi bus is underway. The prosecution delivered opening statements Thursday. It was a closed courtroom, and there are no details available about the proceedings. The men are facing a maximum sentence of death by hanging if convicted. The 23-year-old female student and a male friend were attacked on December 16th as they were returning home after an evening movie. The woman died of massive injuries in a Singapore hospital 2 weeks later. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.